Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So there was a BuzzFeed article talking about essentially like post-relationship bombshells.
Boom.
It's the thing, like you get to know somebody, you can date them for 6 months, 9 months, a year, however long.
You thought you knew them.
And then, like it usually happens when you move in.
Okay, so they've hooked you, hooked each other, you're in deep with each other,
and you just didn't know.
You haven't cohabitated.
Yeah.
Sleep weird or.
A lot of it is sleeping weird. There was one guy who literally sleeps clothed, and she was saying not jammies, like jeans, shirt.
Oh, what?
But don't you have sleepovers before you move in? How did she. Do they just not do it? And then once you move in, you're like, well, this is me, honey.
Yeah.
I think maybe when he comes over, you guys have relations, and then you have relations, and he falls asleep, and maybe he doesn't do his thing.
Okay.
But like once you're living together, sometimes you go into bed. This is a lame thing about being in a relationship, right? When you're just dating, if you end up in the same room and there's a bed there, you have relations. Once you're living together, it's like, well, we could just do it tomorrow, right? So then you just don't. So then he's like, oh, okay, we can just go to bed, and then just. Climbs into bed in his.
Weird.
Would you stay? If he's great in every other way.
But he sleeps in his shoes?
Yes.
That's weird.
Did he sleep in his shoes? Were the shoes part of it?
Yes.
Oh my God, it is his shoes. Okay, no, the shoes is where I draw the line.
Yeah, that's extreme.
Whack. Yeah.
You kind of have to take your socks off, too.
Oh, the whole.
You need to be able to regulate your body temperature by getting a foot out.
Yeah.
That is why you put your foot out. Did you?
Oh, I didn't.
Like, you lose all your heat from your hands and your feet.
And so you'll stick your.
That's why your body, like, puts a foot out in the middle of the night if you're too hot. It's like
okay.
Release the heat.
Yes. And then once it gets in, then you suck it back in.
Did not.
But if you're wearing like wingtips.
Right. Or mucklucks, then you're.
Another person said when they moved in together, she found out her husband sits to go potty.
Well, you do that. You're proud of it.
I do it out of courtesy.
Oh, that's right. You.
Like I am I'm very fast at everything I do. So when I pee hard.
Messy.
It's not the messy, it's loud. It's like, have you ever heard a horse pee? How it like hits the, so like I cut a swath, right? And also if you sit down, you're less likely to splash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But like, yeah, so I'm a sit peer in the middle of the night.
So you want to wake people up.
Right.
That's very courteous.
Have you ever laid, you know, you can lay toilet paper in the toilet, like inside.
Oh, it muffles that too.
So there's a that's for number twos. If you don't want to. Not that everybody.
That was just.
Pretty. I mean, because then it'll just, it's like it's, remember in school where you had the trampoline or the parachute where you like did the balls?
Had
it's
the
that.
Same concept. The parachute.
Yeah, it's the exact same concept.
Right.
Your poop hits the parachute.
And it gets.
This isn't bathroom.
Okay, sorry. So we want to know the post relationship bombshell. What did you find out that you didn't know once you'd moved in with somebody? 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. What was the serial guy? Did you see that one?
Yeah. He eats everything that would come in a bowl, out of a bowl, except for cereal. He needs a glass for cereal.
No, you do. A glass where you have to get the... What?
Like a drinking glass.
Something happened to him, obviously, as a child. Like that his family, maybe he treated it, maybe cereal was more like a treat. Like he ate it like a root beer float or something.
Huh.
But he eats his, I got to ask, would you stay with that guy?
Well, your breakfast in public would be really weird.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I would have to not.
Ooh.
Yeah, in public, it's a hard pass. Like if you're at a resort, but when you go to a resort, you're not ordering cereal.
I was going
to
say, how often do you eat cereal in public?
Almost never.
Oh,
Steve with his head down.
He's like, oh my God, never done that.
Some other person, I think Steve might do this. I don't know. They said their man, she didn't realize till they moved in together. He turns a shower on when he goes poo.
Only when I'm on a staycation with a lady friend and we're all staying in the same hotel.
Oh, you're doing it for sound.
I do, and smell. You keep the sound and yeah. Just
I don't
sound.
Think that helps with smell.
You're right. It actually makes it worse, but the sound. Can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
This guy just liked the steam.
While going to the bathroom?
Apparently. What he wanted to have a little sauna experience while he was doing it. I need to find ones that aren't about poo because Amber would be mad.
I'm just devastated
over
this.
That makes it stinkier with your steam.
Yeah, that's gross. Right? Honestly, and you're a water waster, I would definitely dump him.
Okay. Another person said they found out when they moved in together, his woman had a blanket that she chewed on while she slept.
Ew.
It literally looked like, he said it was a blanket she'd had for 20 years and it looked like Swiss cheese. It looked like the plague. It hit the
nasty.
Hit the blanket.
That's foul.
Yeah.
One more that's not about poo. Post-relationship bombshell. First time they slept together, he slept with one arm straight up in the air. That's the way he sleeps.
Okay, what? That's...
Like, you, to be in a relationship with you, because you have that sleep weird thing.
So I have sleep apnea. Yeah.
To spend the night with you and have the middle of the night, like I'm laying on your chest post relations, and then there's a good minute period where you don't take a breath.
You're right.
Are you joking me?
I've had ladies, yeah.
Do they pound you in the chest and try to bring you back?
That or they freak out. Like I with you
because they don't want to die. They don't want you to die there.
Because they're not supposed to be there to begin with.
They don't want to have to fill out the police report.
I was just kidding. Just kidding.
All right. So if you've got a something you found out the hard way, like when you moved in together, we call them post-relationship bombshells. Jeff?
Yay.
What's your post-relationship bombshell?
Man, just the leaving of the eyelashes everywhere. Window seals, pillowcases, counters. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
And they look like a centipede.
I found one, right, or a spider.
Oh, yeah. So you want to go kill it?
I think I found one in the fridge, and that was probably the weirdest one.
Because you believe that she's just gorgeous and has huge lashes. And then
right?
She just peels them off. Is it like a Post-it note that holds it on? Is it like
it's
sticky?
Sticky glue.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know that
and
much
adhesive.
But why don't you take it?
And yeah.
That's the other thing that I've never understood, and I believe I brought it up in this room, not on the air. Do they teach you women to ball your hair up and stick it on the shower? Because, like, why is that in there? I get in the shower and there's like a, there's a tribble stuck to the wall.
We're trying to save it from going down the drain.
Would
you rather pull it off the tile or from in the drain?
How about you do what you're supposed to do? You stick it to the wall until the end and then take it out with you.
Well, because we forget.
I mean, but with Jeff and his eyebrows laying everywhere, or eyelashes laying everywhere. Oh, my God. You guys are furry. Thank you for the call, Jeff. Heather?
Yay.
Post-relationship bombshell. What'd you get hit with?
Okay, so I basically moved in with a guy, and he had no concept of anything. He didn't know how to do laundry. He didn't know how to clean.
Oh.
Like, I basically felt like I was his mother.
Yeah, screw. That's what he was looking for.
You
yeah.
were with a guy whose mom had done too much for him for way too long.
Way.
Yes, and it was just so frustrating. I couldn't handle it. We were over before it began.
Did you ground him for it a lot?
No, I just disappeared him.
Do you think it was real, or was he doing the? Because there's two things that can happen, right? One, guys can actually be bad at everything, but sometimes
You don't want to do it, so you fake.
Yeah, we fake that we're worse at it than we appear to be because we just don't.
And you guys want it done right, so you'll just do it yourself.
How about I take over the laundry? It's like, really? Are you sure?
No, yeah.
I can keep doing it.
I'm going to say no.
He was clueless. Yeah, you made the right decision.
Yeah.
You got to dump that dude. Thank you, Heather. Katie.
Hi.
Yay.
Post-relationship bombshell. What happened?
So my ex-boyfriend and I had just moved in together, and we were decorating our bedroom, and I'm pulling out all this cute girl stuff to put up, and he pulls out a life-size cardboard cutout of Darth Vader. And cardboard cutout, you know, is like 7 feet. And so we agreed he could put it in the closet.
That goes out in the living room!
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.